Hello, and welcome to Wine Rude, the wine, when, and where of Northern Sonoma County. I'm your host, Millie Winehouse, with DJ Bethy Beth, Executive Director of the Wine Road, otherwise known as Beth Costa.
Good morning.
Good morning, Beth. We got an exciting show today.
Yeah, we have a relaxing show today.
Yes, we need this show very, very much. Today's episode is all about spas and places to relax and really unwind in Sonoma County.
Yeah, so a lot of people do come to Sonoma County, and besides just going wine tasting, a lot of people really do come just for R&R. And so we do have some beautiful lodging properties along the wine road with great spas in-house. A couple that come to mind are the Farmhouse Inn, which is really a beautiful property, kind of out towards Forestville. The Hotel Healdsburg, which is surprisingly right in Healdsburg. They have a beautiful spa there with a nice swimming pool. The Honor Mansion is also in Healdsburg, and when you pull up to the Honor Mansion, you see this beautiful home. You have no idea until you go onto the property what really exists back there. They have a little putting green. They have a basketball court, tennis courts. They have a little walking path, and then they have two outdoor spa sort of cabanas that are out by the pool. Oh, it's just beautiful. So, I mean, to have a nice spa treatment there would be amazing. And then in Guerneville, I really love the Boone Hotel. They have a really cool in-house spa also with a nice little pool. And they also have an outdoor bar next to the pool, which is another good factor.
Yes, I would figure you would know about that.
And then you go to the pool. But today I'm really excited because we have Michael Stusser, who is the founder of Osmosis Day Spa Sanctuary.
Such a beautiful place.
In Freestone. I mean, even the setting is amazing. So, Michael, I'm going to let you take it away and tell us all about Osmosis and what you do there and...
Welcome, Michael.
All the cool stuff.
Thank you. Very glad to be here. Yes, well, we have been in the spa business in Sonoma County now since 1985.
Wow.
And when we started out, we really wanted to focus totally on creating a healing environment and a meditative environment. And we consciously chose not to be in the lodging business and not to be in the food business so we could focus all of our energy on creating a totally unique bar for the spa industry. So we've been at it now for over 30 years.
Tell me a little bit about the types of treatments, because you have something very special at Osmosis that I've never seen before at any other spa, and it's very particular. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yes. Well, we have pioneered a very unique body treatment called the Cedar Enzyme Bath. It comes from Japan. And this was the whole impetus for starting the business originally, as I was living in Japan and experienced this treatment. It was absolutely phenomenal. It gave me relief from a very serious case of sciatica.
Wow.
And it also was a totally life-transforming experience on many levels. It's kind of hard to describe, but it's not unusual for people to come to Osmosis and have the enzyme bath and experience a very significant personal and physiological transformation. The thing that makes the treatment so unique is that the heat is generated biologically. So it is a huge metabolic boost for your body. And, you know, your metabolism is fundamental energy running in your body.
Mm-hmm.
This enzyme bath, the reason we call it osmosis is you're getting the enzymes through your skin.
Right. Through osmosis.
Yeah. Through osmosis. And the bath is heated biologically through a fermentation process. You're buried in this mixture of warm, fluffy, finely ground evergreens. It's very fragrant. There's absolutely nothing like it. All your pores dilate. It's very comfortable. You're very evenly supported. We have a highly trained staff who's very, very experienced. We've been refining this treatment for 3 decades
right.
now.
Yeah.
And, you know, as much as we explain it, a lot of people still arrive thinking they're going to get into water.
Oh, yeah.
Now, we have these beautiful Japanese robes that you change into, and then you go into the room, and they sculpt out these big openings in these tubs that are about the size of a queen-size bed. And you lay down, and your body's completely covered up to your neck with this mixture. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of powdery and fine and quite warm, and it's easy to move. So, mm-hmm. you know, you don't feel like you're trapped. You can lift
right.
your arms out. You can lift your legs out. And then after the bath, you have the option of getting an organic facial, and we have an amazing line of organic botanicals that we use in our skincare program. Very talented people. We have a fabulous massage program. All our massages are 75 minutes.
Wow, that's really good. Like 60 minutes is kind of standard, and you think, oh, a few more minutes would be good.
And then from there, you can go out on our grounds. And one of the things that is amazing about Osmosis is our Japanese-style meditation garden, which has been ranked as the 14th most authentic Japanese garden in the United States.
Wow, beautiful.
By one of the top journals of Japanese gardening. But what it means is you're going out into this beautiful natural environment where you can really extend the relaxation experience after you've had your massage mm-hmm. and your enzyme bath and your facial. It gives you a whole nother dimension to deepen the experience.
And also, you also support locals. I know you have some programs that are for locals. They can maybe have a membership or explain a little bit about that.
Yeah, we have our membership program, which is very popular. A lot of people in the neighborhood really appreciate it. You come once a month, and you can choose between a 75-minute massage, a facial, or you can bring a guest, and two of you can have the enzyme bath together. And it's $119 a month.
I just think it would be life-changing, really, if I could do that once a month.
I don't think we'd need to drink in the morning anymore. This could be a real life-changer for us. What else might be new that wasn't there a couple of years ago?
Our boutique is incredible. We have a very unique array of wonderful self-care products and books, and it's unlike anything you could find. So even if you're not coming in for a treatment, stop by. If you're looking for a gift, it's a great place to find something you won't find anywhere else, guaranteed.
So that's just one more thing to add to my list. And again, this is in Freestone. So heading out of Sebastopol, heading west towards the coast, you'll come across Freestone. I mean, it is just a little jog off the highway there. And the bakery should not be missed. The cheese shop should not be missed, the hat shop. And now apparently there's a gift shop at Osmosis, so we have to check that out. Once I'm there, I also like to head over into the little town of Occidental.
Mm-hmm. It's right up the road.
For me, it's like a family favorite is heading in there for breakfast at Howard's. Howard's has been around forever. And we have a lodging property from the wine road that is there, the Inn at Occidental, which is a beautiful property just kind of hidden there in the little town of Occidental. And they, I know, have a nice package that includes, if you stay at the inn, a nice package that includes Osmosis. So, Millie, we always like to have some sort of a little fun item to share with people. What did you bring today? I like to be surprised, so you never tell me.
So I have a wonderful little item from the Mercantile 12. They do wine-themed items that are really tremendous fun, and they have these flower sack towels that have the maps of Sonoma. They have
all
the different valleys, and they're really soft and wonderful.
I'm familiar with them.
Oh,
Mercantile 12.
Yeah.
I do love them. They have a lot of fun things and with cute little sayings on them.
Right. So I brought this as an example. You can also go to the website, and we'll put that in the show notes.
Yeah, so mercantile12.com. Really super cute stuff. Tote bags.
Yeah.
The towels, travel mugs, coffee mugs, you name it, with cute little Sonoma sayings.
So what's the wine of the day, Bethy Beth?
Okay, let me see. I've been drinking it. I should have checked it. So actually, I brought some Pedroncelli today.
Oh.
I love Pedroncelli Winery. They actually are one of the founding winery members from the Wine Road. So Wine Road's been around for 40 years. And when it started, there were 5 wineries, Pedroncelli being one of them. So we've been around 40 years. But this year, Pedroncelli is celebrating their 90th year.
Good grief.
So this is their Sauvignon Blanc that we're drinking today. Looks like a little 2016 Sonoma County from Dry Creek Valley. Ah, cheers to us. Cheers to you, Michael. You can follow them like on Instagram or Twitter, and they're using the hashtag.
Easy for you to say.
I know, apparently not. They're using the hashtag PED90.
PED90,
and
very
so,
nice.
You know, check that that hashtag out, and you'll see all the things they're doing. Julie Pedroncelli St. John was trying to get to 90 cities this year on her anniversary tour. I'm like, well, power to you, sister. 90
now,
cities, that's a lot.
There's somebody who's going to need to visit the sanctuary,
yes,
at Osmosis.
We'll send her to the sanctuary.
90 cities.
In December.
Well, this is great, yeah.
It's a great winery, great wines. I like the Sauvignon Blanc because I like it.
Because you like it in the morning.
Because I like it in the morning. And I like it at room temperature. Did you notice I didn't chill this down?
Yes, I did, because it brings out all the flavor. It's very nice.
It's delicious. So can I talk about some events before we wrap it up?
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Well, yes, yes, you may.
thank you. I try to ask permission. You are the host. So the one thing that I want to talk about for the wine road that we have coming up are these magical mystery tours. And we did them last year. People love them, so they're back on the calendar. And we represent Alexander Valley, Dry Creek, and Russian River. So for these magical mystery tours, you go online to our wineroad.com website, click on the tickets for the event, and you pick the valley that you want to visit. And you'll be meeting at the Wine Road World Headquarters parking lot, and you'll be jumping on your bus to that valley, and you have a full day of wine and food pairing, but it's a mystery where you're going.
Yeah.
So don't call and ask us, because we're not going to tell you.
How nice that is. You just get on the bus.
And go.
Everything's taken care of.
It's super fun. So we work with Pure Luxury. They have a beautiful van. The tours are limited to 20 people, so it's not, you know, wild mayhem. It's a really fun amount of people, 20. You really get to know each other, have a great time, and you're gone all day. You get picked up about 9:30 and you get brought back about 4:30 in the afternoon. So there's four wineries. Each winery will have four different wines paired with food.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a full day.
And what's the dates again on that?
Let's see. The dates again. May 6th is the Russian River Valley Tour.
Okay, so that's
June 17th.
Coming up.
Is Alexander Valley. And July 15th is the Dry Creek Valley.
And what's the cost?
$125 per person.
Wow.
And at this point, there's just a few tickets left for each valley.
Very good.
Yeah, it's a great deal when you're considering your transportation and food and wine at each place.
Yeah, no kidding. Sounds great.
So are there any other events we should know about?
Yes. you should know about our event coming up on Wednesday, the 3rd of May. It's a day-long spa meditation retreat with two wonderfully talented women who lead a whole morning session on what truly matters. And then you have a lunch and an enzyme foot bath and a massage. And it is a great way to spend a day. We have a very user-friendly online booking form. You can book events. You can book your services. And our garden tours. We also give garden tours a few times a year. I think the next one is on May 16th.
Yeah, so of course, we'll put that in the show notes, too. We'll link up to Osmosis.
And the Pedroncelli wine, because they're PED90. I'm so excited for
PED90,
them.
Yes, we'll put that in the link. As always, we have all the links you need, all the news you need, and I think that's it. Thank you so much, Michael. It's a pleasure to have you here. And cheers.
Cheers to you.
Cheers to peace of mind.
Yay. That's what we all want in our heart of hearts.
Yes.